Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. This one's going to be a fun one. Before we get going, I got to say, we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour the entire month of August. It is our 27th anniversary around here. We're celebrating 125 at Coppin. My 26 is going to become a 27, and we're doing our 27 favorite places to eat and things to eat around town. I'm not going to gain too much weight in August, but I am going to share some good stuff. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Lucky Sevens to give away, as well as the Press Your Lucks when we get back out on the Crab Cake Tour. That starts on August 7th at the Beaumont in Catonsville. All of this stuff is brought about by our sponsors and supporters, and we've talked a lot about Coppin State and 125. We've talked about a lot of things, and when you get into summertime, kids mainly off campus and students doing this and that and get back, but it's so much of a shorter time than I remember it as a student, because it feels like they come back in August, they kind of go away a little before July, late May, wherever it is, but we're getting ready, and they're always ready at Coppin State. And I've been trying to get Dr. Gregory on for a couple of weeks. We had some illness, we had some travel, we had holidays, we had all that. And we're almost to the point where the students are coming back, and which came on the original Zoom. There's all of this motion behind her. I'm like, are you on Wall Street? No, I'm a cop. And she is the she's the dean of the College of Business at Coppin State. And we've waited a little bit to get her on. And I guess business is changing every day. But when I see you there, I'm like, I have to come and see that whole room over there. So many things happening at Coppin.
Absolutely. And it's more than the room. I mean, I would welcome an opportunity to share with you the entire building, talk about our programs, meet our students, but it's an exciting time for us.
Well, I've Googled you, and at one point you ran things at Coppin. You've been in and out doing different things for several decades. You're the perfect person to say, what was Coppin like? What was the college, the School of Business like 20 years ago versus today? And how many upgrades and how far Coppin has come? Because I think I go back with Fang on the basketball program almost 40 years, watching basketball in the old gym up on North Avenue. So I go back a ways, but on the campus itself, I'm always blown away when I come on by how much innovation and how, as much as young people get ragged on a little bit about not being as, aggressive or education oriented, when I'm amongst students at Coppin, I just see a lot of activity, and I see things that I feel like an old guy, because I come back and I say, I don't recognize this. This didn't look the way I went to college.
Absolutely. I've been at Coppin 21 years, and you're correct. I've served in several seats. But when I came on board, we were not a college. We were a department, and we were on the eighth floor of a building. Today, we look very different. We have so many advances that have taken place, and this is a chance. I'm pleased to have this opportunity to tell you a little bit about where we were then, where we are today, and where we're headed.
Well, let's start with where you were and what I went to University of Baltimore, mile and a half away from where you are. Mine was a third and fourth year college, and it was very nighttime oriented, lots of adults, different things. But folks went there for law school. There was a lot of that going on at that point. Coppin was always thought of as a teacher school, certainly last century. The business side, and to say what a vision would be for how you're going to grow a program, because let's be honest, kids go to school to get jobs, right? I mean, they come out, they want to be ready for the world and ready for all sorts of business. And I'm sure when you're on the eighth floor and saying, we need to grow this into our own school, let alone just a department or a wing or a couple of classes, you've seen that grow. And I'm thinking you must have been a driving force.
Absolutely. We have grown significantly. In particular, we are now in a state-of-the-art facility. We've hired new faculty. We've updated curriculum. We've gotten a specialized accreditation in business. We are growing enrollment. And so we're moving, and we're building business relationships. One of the goals that we have is to get business leaders in this building and get our students out in the business community. But the primary focus for us is building good, strong, solid academic programs. That's why we are here, is to prepare these students for these careers in business.
Where did it start for you 21 years ago? What was being taught then, and what is being taught now, and the wider curriculum of programs, and obviously a real focus for and a real draw to say this is important at Kopin. And I do a lobby at Mako in 2 weeks while I'm eating all this delicious food. I'll be down in Ocean City talking to a lot of state officials and government folks, and this is about colleges and universities putting a workforce together to sustain our, to sustain our whole local economy, that you want folks coming out ready to serve in business and grow business locally.
Absolutely. One of the first things we have been doing is putting an emphasis on strengthening our curriculum. What business leaders are telling us, or the business community is telling us today, is they want students with certain skills, with knowledge, and with an understanding of the business community. This past year, for example, we put quite a bit of emphasis on curriculum redesign and development. We're moving in the direction of introducing graduate programs in the College of Business. We have a strong emphasis today on updating curriculum with core competencies in the AI area, for example. I know you've heard a lot about that, but we're now integrating AI into our core curriculum. So every student who graduates from the College of Business will have that understanding. We're getting ready to open two podcasting suites. Our students will have hands-on experience with podcasting and how businesses are using that resource. We're doing things like introducing data into every aspect of business. What business leaders are telling us today is they want students who understand data and can make data-driven decisions. We have a program in data science that's in the College of Business with a business emphasis, but now we're integrating courses and content of and data for all of our degree programs.
It's a lot going on. Dr. Sadie Gregory, I've been chasing her all summer. We're getting ready for school, and our Coppin State segments are going to heat back up. We'll be talking about things going on over at the campus for their 125. Lots of celebration going on, lots of education going on. Is summer quiet, from an educational standpoint, for a couple of weeks to have that moment where everyone gets to celebrate and graduations and families come in, and there's a little bit of a breath? But there's also getting to the end of that. I know that because Ravens training camp's starting too, and the hot weather's out here, and the 4th of July's already happened. So you start to feel the heartbeat, and we'll start to see the back to school ads and all that stuff happening. But the heartbeat of your campus for what you're trying to do in growing a school of business, percentage wise, how many folks are in a building like yours on a day like today versus when 4 or 5 weeks from now it's going to be full nonstop?
Actually, after commencement in May, many of the students went home and the faculty went home. But the core administrative unit does not have the summer off. Okay? So we worked through the summer building, preparing, growing, doing accreditation work, gearing up. We're receiving students in orientation. They're coming in. As a matter of fact, we have a group tomorrow with transfer students. So it's a busy time for us. On the administration side, we do have some faculty who teaching this summer or working with summer programs. It's relatively speaking, it's a little bit slower for the students and faculty, but we're full speed ahead on the administration side.
What do you see with young people that's different than you saw 20 years ago when they're making a decision about college and involving their parents? And I met a young lady. I did a networking event, just a plug for my Connects friends and Mike Tisch. And one of them, Tony, had his little daughter, and she's 6 years old. And she was handing out the badges, and she was, gregarious and dressed up and professional at 6 years old. And she said, "Oh, she's been doing this since she was four. She's been doing this 3 years." And I thought to myself, she had a device. And I'm thinking, wow, like this child is learning so much. And I don't have grandkids, but my son's long past college. But I'm thinking, what a 16, 17, 18-year-old person coming in now, how it's even different than the class you just graduated because AI, because of technology. And I think also the way business has changed. COVID for anyone our age, and I'll put myself in your age bracket or us together here, but people that were fully grown and developed and had lives before COVID, I think everything about COVID has changed. A delineation point for younger people who wore masks when they were 10, 12, 14 years old. Now they're coming into your environment and the way they see the world, having learned the world online in many, many cases.
Absolutely. COVID did change us the way we do business in many ways. But in particular, we see now students, faculty, staff want hybrid models. We are in the process of putting more of our degree programs online. In the College of Business, we have 7 degree programs. All of them are face to face, but three of them are also offered fully online. We have another degree program that we're launching online this fall semester, but the plan is to put every single degree program fully online, face to face, and hybrid, because we have to accommodate a different population of students that we have today, not only the incoming freshman class, but we get quite a few transfer students, and we get returning students who come to Compton. So it's an exciting time for us. And so one of the things that I would like to do is to make sure we're prepared. The technology that we have here at Koppen is amazing. The introduction of AI, the introduction of podcasting, the introduction of experiential learning, and that's another thing. You ask about how students are different today. They don't want to sit and listen to a lecture for 1 hour and 20 minutes. This population of students want to be engaged. So we moved in the direction of active learning, a lot of experiential learning, a lot of case studies, a lot of group projects, a lot of opportunities for students to be the voice in the classroom. And the faculty is the facilitator of learning, not directing conversation or directing lectures at the students, but a collaborative kind of approach for teaching and learning. I don't see students today who would like very much the traditional technique that was used or teaching method that was used when some of us were in school. They want to be active. They want to be a part of the learning process. And we're fortunate because we have faculty who have had faculty development, some of them relatively new to this modality, but we have facilities to support our teaching and learning. And we're ready. We're ready for this population of students. And to help us prepare, we actually are working with some of the students before they actually enroll full time at Coppin. We have dual enrollment where we have high school students coming on the campus taking college courses. We have summer program where high school students who just completed high school are coming on board. And we also go out and have partners in our community. We go out to the high schools and the community college, and we are engaging with those students. We're trying to make the process pretty much seamless. So when they come to college, we will know them, but they'll also be familiar with who we are.
She is the Dean of the College of Business at Coppin State University, our partners. And it's summertime, but it's almost time. It's always good to get educated about things. How many students will pass through just your school? And I know Coppin's always growing. Every time I see Dr. Jenkins, he's telling us stories, and we had the story about the Care First coming through and all sorts of things that are growing. More beds on campus, all sorts of things. But how many students do you serve in the College School of Business?
Okay, we had last fall roughly 350 students in the college, expecting about a 20% increase. We have had this increase. We are today where we were perhaps at the end of the fall summer term. We have grown enrollment. We are expecting about 100 new students to come into the College of Business. We've increased classes. We've hired seven new faculty members this year alone in the College of Business to be able to prepare for these students and to be ready to deliver the instruction.
Well, I love that you have a ticker going on behind you. Are you in the middle of the school area? I'm just trying to see where you're
Yes.
sitting, because when you came on, you're like, "Is this distracting?" I'm like, "Yeah, a little, but it really makes me realize where you are. You're in a place of business."
Yes, and I'm also in a finance data science area. It's a concourse, it's an atrium type area. So there's a space in behind me where students can study. We can host activities and programming here, but that's really a learning tool. That ticker is a learning tool. Our students are learning about finance, how the markets work, how businesses that are part of the exchange, how they do business, how they become a part of the exchange, what it means, and how to understand how this is pretty much a track of business activities.
All over my head. I got to go back to school like Rodney Dangerfield. She is the Dean of the College of Business at Coppin State. It's sort of a mouthful, but I got it all. Dr. Sadie Gregory's been waiting weeks, if not months, to come on the program. I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad we're making it through summer. When do you expect lots of students? When is it going to get active around there, Dr. Gregory?
Well, actually, faculty come back mid-August. So the campus traffic will pick up August the 15th when faculty contracts start. Our students will be coming in the next 2 weeks after that, some of them getting registration done, taking care of their financial business and getting residential facilities straight. But classes actually start the end of the month, the end of August. So what we're doing now is faculty come back first. Students come back over the next 2 weeks, and us doing all of the readiness for back to school.
All right. It sounds too soon to me, but we'll squeeze a few more weeks. You got Ravens training camp. I got Luke out there. Still got a little bit more time to maybe get to the beach. I'm going to be getting to the beach in a couple weeks. I always run into Coppin State folks down at Mako as well. It's a big gathering of folks down in Ocean City, and I hope everybody will be checking that out. Well, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. Is there any parting shot, anything I need to know that we've left out to teach people about what you're doing over there, other than if I came over, I'd learn a lot of stuff. There's a lot to be learned.
Actually, I think we've hit some of the key highlights, but we will continue to move forward with advancing our academic degree programs, building business partnerships, engaging students in the business community, and building out our career pathways for students. So I think we're on the right track. We're excited about it. I have a new team of students coming in. I have new faculty coming on board. I have a facility in which to deliver the instruction, and we put considerable emphasis on strengthening our academic degree programs. And so I look forward to having future conversations with you about some of those specific enhancements that we've done to our academic core.
I want to meet all these new teachers and these students and all that good stuff. I need to learn a little bit more. I own this business, so I'm in the business of business. Or
Okay.
as what was the line that I think it was Shaq said, I'm a businessman. So yeah, so I got to figure all that out. Dr. Sadie Gregory's been very kind in rescheduling with me and us and trying to get this thing together. We're gonna get Dr. Jenkins on a couple weeks from now. Also, in the middle of this crazy crab cake tour we're doing next month, we'll be visiting with Dr. Jenkins as well as talking about what the folks at Care First have put together, and I'm looking forward to getting Brian on as well. So, Dr. Gregory, as you were, get ready for these young students to get back and get them ready and get that ticker going, and good luck with your growth. That's 100 new students, 20% growth. I love hearing all that.
Very good. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
My pleasure. Happy summer to you, Dr. Sadie Gregory. She is the Dean of the College of Business at Coppin State. I love wearing this gear. I told Dr. Jenkins, I love the logo up here. So I got my 125 going, and I'm going to be chasing down Larry Stewart, too. We got to talk a little basketball here this summer. We got a new head coach on the ladies' side as well. So all that'll be happening as we stand as Coppin State's flagship for radio. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Happy summer.